Okay, let's pick up with the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah says a chover bar b'rishus hayachid upsach l'rishus ram. If a person digs a pit in a rishus hayachid in a private area, private domain, a privately owned property, and he opens it up into a rishus harabin, into a public area, what does that mean? What that means is that he's digging the pit so that the floor of the pit is in a rishus hayachid. Let's say that's in his front lawn, and the opening of the pit is in the rishus harabin. In other words, he digs it maybe on an angle of some sort where the whole of the pit is in the Rishus HaRabim, but it's dug on an incline going into his own Rishus, going into, let's say, his front lawn. So now here you have that the floor of the pit is on his front lawn, but the opening of the pit, the place where someone would fall in, is in Rishus HaRabim. Or alternatively, he digs the pit in Rishus HaRabim. In other words, he digs it so that the floor of the pit is in the Rishus Rabim, Upsach l'Rishus Yachid, and he opens it up into Rishus Yachid, where the opening of the pit, the place where someone would fall in, is in his front lawn, in the Rishus Yachid. B'Rishus Yachid, Upsach l'Rishus Yachid Acher, or he digs a pit where the floor of the pit is in his front lawn, but he opens it up into the Rishus HaYachid, into somebody else's Rishus HaYachid. So maybe his next door neighbor's front lawn is where the opening of the pit is, that's where someone would fall in, but the floor of the pit is in his own front lawn. So what's the halach in these cases of bar? So it says the Mishnah, chayv, he'd be liable for the damages in these cases. Now Rashi jumps on the Mishnah and says, wait a second, why would you be liable? We know that it bor is a little bit of a complicated issue, and we're going to discuss this in the Gemara. We know that there's two major opinions about what the paradigm case of bor is. It's either a bor that's in Rishus HaRabim, or it's a bor that's that you dug in on your front lawn, but you are mafkir your Rishus. And we've discussed this in the past. For example, let's say you dig, according to one opinion, if you dug a hole in Times Square, that's the paradigm case of bor in the Torah. According to the other opinion, the case of bor in the Torah for which you're liable for damages that happen is when you dig, let's say, a swimming pool hole on your front lawn, and then you're mafkir the front lawn. You make the rest of your front lawn ownless. You still want your swimming pool, but you're mafkir the rest of your front lawn. So somebody wanders into your front lawn, it's not really your front lawn anymore, it's ownerless, and he wanders in and he falls into the pit. That's the case of bar in the Torah according to the second opinion. So the question is over here, if you dug a pit in, where the floor of the pit, or the opening of the pit rather, is in your front lawn, why would you be liable in that case? And so what Rashi explains is that clearly what's going on in this Mishnah is where you are mafkir your rishus. You declared your property as ownerless. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. Mishnah gives us three cases. You either dig a pit so that the floor of the pit is in your front lawn, and the opening of the pit where someone would fall in is in the Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, where you dig it so that the floor of the pit is in the Rishus HaRabim, but the opening where someone would fall in is in your front lawn. Or alternatively, you dig it where the pit, the floor of the pit, is in your front lawn, but the opening is on your neighbor's front lawn. So in all these cases, the Mishnah says that you're chayv. So it says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Hachover bar b'rishus hayachid, upsach l'rishus harabim. The Braisa discusses exactly the very first case of our Mishnah. A person digs a pit in Rishus HaYachid, and he opens it up into Rishus HaRabim. Again, he's digging the pit so that the floor of the pit is in the Rishus HaYachid, in his front lawn, and the opening of the pit where someone would fall in is in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Braisa says, chayv, he'd be liable for this case. V'zehu bar ha'amr b'tar. And that's the case of bar that's mentioned in the Torah. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, hifker rishusov, lo hifker baro. If he declared his rishus, his property, as ownerless, but he was not mafkir the pit, so kind of like what we talked about in the Mishnah, the swimming pool case, where you dig a swimming pool hole in your front lawn, and you're mafkir the whole front lawn, but now you still want the swimming pool. So that, according to Rabbi Kiva, zehu bar amar b'tar, that's the case of bar in the Torah. Now, in other words, then what emerges from this braisa, the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva on the surface level, is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the classic case of bar that you're going to be chayev right now for is where you dig a pit so that the opening of the pit is in Rishus HaRabim, and the floor of the pit is in Rishus HaYachid. Rabbi Akiva says, well, the classic case of bar that you're going to be liable for is where you dig the pit in Yerushus, and your mafger Yerushus, but not the pit itself. Okay, now, the Gemara says as follows. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, let's analyze a little bit what's going on in this machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. What exactly are they arguing about? What are they not arguing about? So Rabbi says, when it comes to a bar that's entirely in Rishus HaRabim, a pit that's in Rishus HaRabim, this simply speaking, everyone would be maskim that that you're liable for damages that happen. Why? My time. What's the reason for that? Amakra, because the Pasuk says, now take a look at this. There are two psukim that we're going to analyze for that relate to bar. One is in Shmos Chav Aleph Lamed Gimel, and one's the next Pasuk, Shmos Chav Aleph Lamed Dalet. If you look in Shmos Chav Aleph Lamed Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'chi yiftach ish bar, o ki yichri ish bar, when a person will open a pit, or when a person will dig a pit, v'lo yichasenu, and he doesn't cover over the pit, v'nafal shama shorach amar, and an ox or a donkey falls into that pit. So the Pasuk goes on, Shmos Chav Aleph Lamed Dalet, and says, Bala bar yishalem, the owner of the pit, it has to pay. Yishalem kesef, yashiv leba'alav, so now, the Gemara takes a look. Rabbi says, take a look at this pasuk. It says, ki yiftach in the pasuk, and it says, kicher. It says two cases of how you created this hazard. One is where you didn't actually create the hazard. You just exposed the hazard, right? You opened up the pit. You uncovered the pit. Oh, ki yichre ishbar. Or a person dug a pit. Either one of these cases, the Torah's case of bar. So the question is, amarkar, ki yiftach v'chi yichre. If a person is liable for merely exposing the pit without even creating the hazard, he just uncovers the pit, so then certainly if he digs the pit, he should be liable. So why does the Torah give you two cases of a pit, of a bar? So says Rabbi, so clearly Ella, Sha'al iske psicha, val iske kriya balo. The Torah is driving on the point that it's not so much about the fact that you own the pit, that's why you're liable. It's because of the act that you did to create this hazard, or to facilitate the presence of this hazard. And so, therefore, that's why everybody, according to Rabbah, as far as Rabbah is concerned, when we're dealing with a bar, b'shus harabim, it doesn't make a difference that you don't own the pit. That's irrelevant. The thing that the Torah is concerned about, that you're going to be liable for, is creating a hazard, or facilitating the presence of a hazard in Rishus HaRabim. And so therefore, if you open a pit, if you dig a pit, even if it's in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and you don't actually own this property, you're going to be liable for hazards that occur. Now, lo nechluku then, so then what exactly is the point of contention? What exactly are Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva arguing about? So lo nechluku el b'bar b'rishu, so their machlokas is with respect to a bar that's in your property. Rabbi Akiva savar bar b'rishu so nami chayev, Rabbi Akiva holds that when a bar is in your property, you're also going to be liable. D'chsiv, how does Rabbi Akiva see that from the pasuk that if you own the pit, it's not just about digging the pit and creating the hazard in Rishus HaRabim that you're going to be liable for according to the Torah, it's also when the bar is in your property that you're going to be liable. The chsiv bal habar, the pasuk, in Shmos Chav Aleph Lamed Aleph, the second pasuk we read about bar, says bal habar yishalem, the owner of the pit will pay. So he says, good. But bar de is like Balam Kamar Rahmana. The Pasuk is clearly discussing, is telling you that a bar that has an owner is subject to liability. So Rabbi Akiva says, good. So at the end of the day, then the way that works according to Rabbi Akiva, given Rabbi's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, is that when you have a bar b'rishus harabim, you're going to be liable for damages that occur. And for bar b'rishus hayachid, you're also going to be liable for damages that occur. Rabbi Shmuel savar, but Rabbi Shmuel, now Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. He holds Baal Hatakala. The Pasuk is not saying the owner of the pit has to pay. That's not what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is saying the person who is the owner of the hazard, meaning to say the person who's responsible for the hazard, the person who resulted in the creation of this hazard, that's what the Pasuk is getting at. That's the only thing that the Torah is saying, is that that person is going to have to pay. He's going to have to compensate for damages. So that's the machlokas then. The way the rabbi understands the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, everybody agrees that when you have a bar in the middle of Rishus HaRabim that you dug or that you uncovered, you're going to be liable for damages that occur. But when you have a bar that's on your front lawn, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be liable because the pasuk says Baal HaBor, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're not going to be liable because it doesn't mean that the pit has an owner, that's the case where you're liable. It means, and the third one says Baal HaBor, it just means the person responsible for the hazard. Now, the Gemara says, wait a second. Given Rabbah's understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in this brisa, let's plug this back into the words of the brisa. Remember, the brisa said, Tanar bana chover bar b'rishos ha'yachid u'psach l'rishos ha'rabim chayiv. V'zehu bara amar b'tara. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. And Rabbi Akiva goes on and he says, well, if you're mafkir rishus and you're not mafkir your bar, zehu bar amar b'Torah. This is the case of bar in the Torah. So here's the problem, says the Gemara. Elamai zehu bar amar b'Torah, the Gemara Rabbi Akiva. What is the, this is the pit that is discussed in the Torah. This is the paradigm case of bar in the Torah that Rabbi Akiva is saying over here. That's, it sounds like it's to the exclusion of something. The problem is that we have two cases of bar over here. Either a bar that's in Rishus Rabbim or a bar that's Rishus Yachid. For both cases, Rabbi Akiva thinks that you're liable for damages. So what exactly is Rabbi Akiva saying? That the case of Hifkir Shusav, Lo Hifkir Bar, that's the case of Bar in the Torah. That's not true. That's not the only case of Bar in the Torah. There are two cases of Bar in the Torah. What's he highlighting over here? Rabbi Shmuel makes sense. Rabbi Shmuel, there's two cases of Bar, and only one of them is the one that you're going to be liable for, right? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only when a Bar is Bershus HaRabim, that's when you're liable for Bar. But when you have a Bar Bershus HaYachid, you're Potter for any liability. So I can understand what Rabbi Shmuel says, Zehu bara amar b'Torah. I don't understand what Rabbi Akiva says, Zehu bara amar b'Torah, when he's discussing only the case of Hifkar Rishus of Lo Hifkar Bara. So it says the Gemara, I'll explain to you what Rabbi Akiva meant. Zehu bar shepasach ba'akasu techila l'tashlumin. What Rabbi Akiva is driving at is the case of bar b'shus hayachid is clearly a case of bar in the Torah that you're going to be liable to compensate for. How do I know, says Rabbi Akiva? Because this is the very case of bar that the Torah begins with when it discusses tashlumin. Remember, there are two psukim on the table right now. One Shmos Chav Aleph Lama Gimel, one Shmos Chav Aleph Lama Dalin. Shmos Chav Aleph Lama Gimel says, Ki yiftach ish bar, o ki yichr ish bar, v'lo yichasena v'nafal shama shar o chamar. It just sets the stage for what happens. It's just the what happened, how the nezikin occurred. A person creates a pit and an animal falls in. Pasuk Lama Dalid then goes on to say, okay, well, what's the repercussions? Bal habar yishalem kesev yashiv leba'alav. It says the owner of the pit has to pay. So what do you see? You see that when the Torah is illustrating the idea of compensation for the damages of a pit, it brings home bal habar. It's the bal habar who's liable. In other words, the owner of the pit. So you clearly see this is in the mix of bar in the Torah. Now, that is Rabbah's explanation for the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Mishmal. In Rabbah's book, everyone agrees that bar b'shus harabim, you're liable. The only question is, for bar b'shus hayachid, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're also liable for that case, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're not liable for bar b'shus hayachid. Now that's Rabbah's understanding. Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabbah's understanding of the machlokas tanaim here. Rav Yosef Amar, ber bar b'shus hayachid, kuli amalo pligi demechayev. So Rav Yosef says, Rabbah, no, you got it all wrong. For bar b'shus hayachid, that's when everyone agrees that you're going to be liable. When you have a bar b'shus hayachid, of course you're going to be liable for that case, according to everybody. My time, huh? What's the reason for that? Well, as you might have guessed, because the pasuk says, bal habar am rachmana. The Torah says, the owner of the pit. When it says in the pasuk, bal habar yishalem, it sounds like the pit has an owner. So when the pit has an owner, that's when it's in your b'shus hayachid, you're going to be liable. The bar de'islai ba'ilim askinan. Clearly, we're discussing a pit that has an owner. That's the Torah's case. That's the obvious case of bar in the Torah. Ki pligi bebar b'shus harabim. But when, with regard to what exactly is there a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, that's when there's a bar b'shus harabim. Rabbi Shmuel savar bar b'shus harabim nami chayiv. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that for a bar in the middle of a b'shus harabim, you're also going to be liable. Dechsev, how does he see this? Because if you look at the pasuk, when the pasuk tells you ki yiftach v'chi yichre, it says when a person will open a pit or when a person will dig a pit, If a person is liable for the opening of the pit, for exposing a pit that already exists, then of course you should be liable for digging a pit. So why does the Torah give you two cases? Ella sha'al iske psicha v'al iske kriya ba'alav. So clearly it's because the Torah is trying to drive home the point. It's not just because, it's not, the liability doesn't stem from the fact that you own the pit alone. It's the fact that you created a hazard. You resulted in, you facilitated the exposure of a hazard. The presence of a hazard in the rishus, and so that's why that's what also triggers the liability over here. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, then you're liable for bar b'shus yachid, and you're liable for bar b'shus harabim. Rabbi Akiva. So what would Rabbi Akiva respond then? Hanu mitzrach tzrichi. No. That's not the correct interpretation of the pasuk in Shmos Chav Aleph Lama Gimel, where it's setting the stage for the damage that occurs. Dikas rachm kiftach. I'll tell you why I need both terms in the pasuk. If the pasuk would have written only ki yiftach, the case of when a person opens a pit, in other words, it exists already, he's just uncovering it. So then havamina, I would have thought, pasechu desagi le bekiso. It's specifically when he opens the pit, that's when what's the appropriate follow up that you're supposed to do for this pit that you created? So read the Hemshech of the pasuk. It says v'chiyftach ishbar o kiyichre ishbar v'lo yichasenu, and he didn't cover it over. The implication is if he would cover it over, then he's okay. Then he's not going to be liable. So Rabbi Kiva says, okay, well then under what circumstances would that kisoy, which is just merely covering over the pit, suffice? I would think it's specifically when you just uncovered the pit, when you opened it up. Kora lo saki le bekisoy at the time le. But if you dug a pit, I would think that it wouldn't be sufficient to just cover it over. I would think that you have to block it up. You have to fill up the hole at the time like, until you block up the hole. So that's why the Torah has to say kiyiftach. It couldn't have just said kiyiftach. It also had to say kiyichre. Now, wait a second. You might say, well, then why didn't you just say kiyichre? Because of Rechamana kiyichre, and if the Torah would have written only kiyichre, have him in a kriya hu debai kisoy, I would have thought that it's specifically digging. That's when the Torah requires you to cover it over, mishum to aver maisa, because you did a significant act. You dug a hole. And so therefore, to undermine your original act of digging a hole, to undo that act, you have to do a follow-up act of covering over. Aboseach. But when it comes to opening a pit, dolo oven ma'isa, you didn't do a very significant ma'isa. You just exposed a pit. You just uncovered it. I would think that you don't even need covering over the pit. Kamashulan. And so that's why the Torah says kiyiftach and kiyichre. Okay, so where does this leave us? Rabbi Yosef's understanding of the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is that according to everybody, when you have a bar on your front lawn, you're going to be liable. Of course you're going to be liable. The pasuk says, Baal habar yishalem. The only question over here is, what about when you have a bar that you dug in the middle of Times Square? What's going to be the halacha then? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, he says, of course you're going to be liable for that, because the pasuk illustrates kiyiftach and kiyichre to tell you it's not just about owning a pit. That's not where the liability is coming from. The liability can come even when you don't own the pit, when you just dig the pit, or you facilitate the presence of the pit in Rosh Hasharabin. Rabbi Kiva disagrees with that. He says, no, that's not what the pasuk is getting at. The pasuk is just telling you, is trying to tell you what kind of follow-up do you need. So you would have thought that kisoy wouldn't suffice for when you dug a pit. So that's what it tries to tell you then. You would have thought that maybe you wouldn't even need a kisoy when you merely open a pit. So Kamash on the pasuk, it tells you kiyiftach and kiyichre. Okay, so now, where does this leave us in terms of Rabbah versus Rav Yosef? So according to Rabbah, everyone agrees that for Bar B'Shus HaRabim, you're chayiv. The only question is, for Bar B'Shus HaYachid, Rabbi Akiva thinks you're also liable for a bar that's on your front lawn, and Rabbi Shmuel thinks, no, you're not going to be liable for a bar that's on your front lawn. That's Rabbah's understanding. Rabbi Yosef disagrees. He says, no. For Bar B'Shus HaYachid, everyone thinks you're going to be liable. The pasuk says Baal HaBar. The only question is, what about Bar B'Shus HaRabim? For Rabbi Shmuel, he thinks that Bar B'Shus HaRabim is also chayiv. And according to Rabbi Kiva, he thinks that Bar B'Shus HaRabim is going to be, you're going to be potter for that bar. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, Ve'elamai Zehu Bar HaAmar B'Tara, Tagam Rabbi Shmuel. So now, given Rabbi Yosef's understanding of the Machlokas Tanaim, now we have to figure out how to plug it back into this brisa. Does Rabbi Yosef's explanation fit in the words of the brisa? So again, we had Rabbi Shmuel's shita and Rabbi Kiva's shita presented in the brisa. Rabbi Shmuel says that in a case where you dig a pit in Rosh Hashanah and you open it up into Rosh Hashanah, you're liable. V'zehu bar amar b'Torah. And this is the case of bar that's mentioned in the Torah. And Rabbi Kiva follows up and he says, well, when you're mafkir reshus of lohif kibaro, that's the case of bar ha'amar b'Torah. So wait a second. Given Rabbi Yosef's understanding right now, there are two cases of bar on the table. One is where you dig a bar b'Shus HaRabim, and one is where you dig a bar b'Shus HaYachid. Everyone agrees to bar b'Shus HaYachid that you're going to be liable. The only question is bar b'Shus HaRabim. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're liable for both cases. So what did Rabbi Shmuel mean in this brisa when he says, Zehu bar ha'amar b'Tara, the case of where you dig a pit, where the opening of the pit is in Rosh Hasharabim, that's with the case of Bar B'Tara. That's not true. That's not the only case of Bar in the Torah. There are two cases of Bar in the Torah according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Kiva, I can understand why he says Zeh Bar Amar B'Tara, because according to Rabbi Kiva, there are two cases on the table, two potential cases of Bar, and there's only one of them that's actually the case of Bar in the Torah. So why does Rabbi Shmuel say Zeh Bar Amar B'Tara? So says the Gemara, I'll explain to you what he meant. Zeh Bar Shepasach Ba'akaz of Techila L'Nizakin. The Torah is driving home the point that what's the case of Bar where we set the stage for what happened over here? When the Torah is telling you, remember, Shmos Chaval Flam Gimel, the first pasuk of Bar is telling you the case of how the Nizikin happened. You opened a pit, you dug a pit, and you didn't cover it over, and an animal falls in. So that's the case where the Torah is saying, this is a case of Nizakin, and that's what the Torah is driving home. Okay, now, Mesile. So here's the problem. Take a look at the following braisa. Hachover bar b'shus harabim, upsach l'shus yachid, pater. The first case of the braisa is, a person digs a pit in r'shus harabim, and he opens it up into r'shus yachid. Now remember, what that means is that he's digging the pit so that the floor of the pit is in the public domain, and the opening of the pit is on his front lawn. So the place that someone would fall in is on his fellow's front lawn. So pater. So in this case, he would be pater. Now remember, whenever I'm talking about that you dug it on your front lawn, the case is always going to have to be, you dig the hole, if the opening of the pit is in your front lawn, the case is going to have to be where you are mafker your front lawn. You don't own the front lawn, and so that gives somebody the right to wander onto your front lawn. And now when they fall into the pit, well, the pit is yours, right, because you didn't want to be mafker the hole that you made for your swimming pool in the front lawn. So that's what we're talking about over here. Hachover bar b'shus harabim upsach l'shus yachid. So if a person digs a pit in r'shus harabim, meaning the floor of the pit is in the public domain, but the opening of the pit, the place where someone would fall in, is on his front lawn, putter. So he's going to be liable, he's going to be putter from liability. The Avobishen or Shai Lasoskin, even though he's not allowed to do that, Lefishen Osan Chalal, Tachas Rosh Hashanah, because you're not allowed to make cavities underneath Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to make hollow spaces beneath the Rosh Hashanah. I mean, that's clearly what you did over here, because if you opened it up into the Rosh Hashanah, where the floor of the pit is in Rosh Hashanah, you must have dug a hole that from your front lawn, you dug a hole where the cavity of the pit tunneled underneath the Rosh Hashanah, ending up with a floor in the Rosh Hashanah. So even so, even though you did something you're not supposed to make cavities beneath the Rosh Hashanah, you're still going to be putter if damages occur. Okay, now, Hachofer, so says the Gemara, Hachofer baris shichin ma'aros, b'shus hayachid, upsach l'shus harabim. If a person digs these various kinds of pits, and we're going to discuss this, actually Rashi explains these cases in the next Mishnah, when we're actually going to discuss Hachofer bar shich ma'ara on Nunam Beis. So there are different shapes, different holes that one could make. B'shus yachid. So what happened over here? The case two of this braisa. Hachover baris shichin ma'aras. A person digs these various kinds of holes, and he dug it on his front lawn. Upsach l'shus harabim. He opens it up into shus harabim. So again, what did he do here? He dug it where the opening of the pit is in the shus harabim, but the floor of the pit is in his front lawn. Chayiv. He's going to be liable for damages that occur. Hachover baris b'shus yachid esmuch l'shus harabim. Case three in the braisa. If a person digs a pit in his front lawn that's adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so for example, like the people who dig holes for the purpose of creating a foundation for the walls of their houses, for example, so then Pater, he's going to be Pater from liability. Okay, so what do we have here? We have three cases that the Bryce is discussing. He digs a pit where the hole of the pit is in his front lawn, but the floor of the pit is in the Rosh Hashanah, so he digs on an angle where the floor ends up in the Rosh Hashanah. He's going to be put from liability. Case two, he digs a pit in his front lawn where the opening is in the Rosh Hashanah. So here it's the opposite, where the opening of the pit where someone would fall in is in the public domain, but the floor of the pit is on his front is in the area of his front lawn. He's going to be liable for damages. Case three, person digs a pit in his front lawn, and he digs it, and maybe he's digging a foundation or something like that. It's adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah. He's going to be putter for damages. That's the three cases of the braisa. Now, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, mechayev ach yasa mechitza asara, or ach yachik mimakam drisas ragli adam. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that you should be liable until a person would make a wall, or some sort of partition that's 10 tefachim tall, or he's going to be liable until he distances from the place where people, me Malcolm Jesus Ragli Adam, for the place of trampling, of where people walk. Me Malcolm Jesus Ragli Behem, or from the place of where animals trample, where animals walk. Our Batvachim, yes, they have a distance of 4 Tvachim. Some versions have it as 4 Amos. Either way, now, what do you see though? We're going to focus on the Tanakama's three cases. Time of Delushin, what do you see from the first part of the Braisa? First part of the braisa had three cases. Now, in case three, we said if you dug a pit in Rosh Hashanah Yachid that's adjacent to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so you dig it on your front lawn, and your front lawn is right adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, somebody falls in, you're going to be putter from damages. Now, wait a second. It's specifically because you dug it for foundations. That's what the braisa said. Halav l'ushin. But what is the implication of that? The implication is that if you didn't dig it for the purpose of making a foundation, chayiv, then you'd be liable. In other words, and the way the Rashi explains it is because if you're doing it to make a foundation, that's normal usage. That's not considered negligence. But if you did it to not for the purposes of making a foundation, well, then that's not typical. That's pshia. That's negligence. Now, what do you see, though? So then, wait a second. In case three of this braisa, where it says that you dig a pit in Rishus Yachid adjacent to Rishus Harabim, the implication is that specifically for Ushin, specifically when you're doing it to create a foundation, that's going to be potter if somebody gets hurt or something gets hurt. But if you didn't do it for that purpose, you stamazai have a bar, you dig a swimming pool in the middle of a swimming pool hole in your front lawn, right adjacent to the Rishus Harabim, you'd be liable. Now, wait a second. Who holds that when you dig a pit in Rishus Yachid, you're liable? So now let's do the math. We had a machlokas between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, how to understand Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbah, everyone agrees that for Bor B'Rishus Rabbim, you're going to be liable. The only question is for Bor B'Rishus Hayachid. So that, we said, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be liable. And for Rabbi Shimon, we said that you're going to be potter. So then, wait a second. If you hold like Rabbah then this line of the Braisa, part 3, case 3 of this Braisa, works out nicely, well, not with Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel says that you're putter for Bar B'Rishus HaYachid. It can only work out with Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says you're liable for Bar B'Rishus HaYachid. Okay, now wait a second, what about according to Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef would say that for Bar B'Rishus HaYachid, everyone agrees that you're chayiv. The only question is Bar B'Rishus HaRabbim. So now let's plug it in. Let's do the math and see how the Braisa can work out. Hamani. So who exactly is this braisa like? Bishlam l'Rabba, it all makes sense according to Rabba. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, v'sefer Rabbi Akiva. The first part of the braisa will be Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. The second part of the braisa, meaning case three, the case of the Leushin case, that'll be Rabbi Akiva, right? And as we said, that Rabbi Akiva holds, in Rabba's book, Rabbi Akiva holds that you're liable for Bar B'Rishus HaYachid. So good. So case three is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And when it says Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, when we say that Bar B'Rishusa, what was the opening case of the Braisa? The opening case of the Braisa was, you dig a pit where the opening of the pit is in Rishus Yachin, but the floor of the pit is in Rishus Rabim, you're going to be Batas. So that's, as far as we're concerned, wherever the opening is, that's where the hazard is. So that's what we consider to be the location of the pit. Now we're saying in that case that you're Batar. Who holds that for Bar B'Rishus Yachin, you're going to be Batar? Well, that's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion in Rabba's book. So according to Rabbah, part one of the Braisa is Rabbi Shmuel, part three of the Braisa, the safe of the Braisa that we're calling it, is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. But what about according to Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef holds that everybody is on the same page, that for Bar B'Rishus HaYachid, you're going to be liable. The only question is for Bar B'Rishus HaRabim. So Elder Rabbi Yosef, Bishlam al Seifa Rabbi Yaakov. I can understand then, the Seifa makes a lot of sense. That's everybody's opinion, because everybody holds that for Bar B'Rishus HaYachid, you're going to be liable. And that's part three of the Braisa. When you dig a pit, B'Rishus HaYachid, and the hole that you dig is in your front lawn, and it's adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, and you're doing it for the purpose of Le'ushin, for the purpose of making a foundation, that's when you're Patar. But if you would just stamazah be making a swimming pool hole on your front lawn, and that's adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be liable. So that works out according to everybody, because everyone holds that you're liable for Bar B'Rishus HaYachid. But wait a second. But the first part of the Braisa, part one, where you dig a pit, where the floor of the pit is in the Rishus HaRabim, and the opening of the pit is in Rishus HaYachid, we said that you're potter. Well, that doesn't work out according to everybody, anybody. Ela Reisha Mani, then who would the Reisha be? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, the Lo Rabbi Akiva. It's not going to work out like anybody. So what did we just do? We just brought a Braisa as an attack on Rabbi Yosef's understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbah, his understanding of the machlokas works out nicely within this braisa. He can say that part one of the braisa is Rabbi Shmuel, and part three of the braisa is Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Yosef, only part three of the braisa makes sense, because that's a part of the braisa where it says, where it implies that for Bar B'Rishus HaYachid, you're going to be liable. But part one of the braisa where it says Bar B'Rishus HaYachid, you're going to be putter, that doesn't work out like anybody. In Rabbi Yosef's book, nobody holds that you're a putter for Bar B'Rishus HaYachid. So what's going on over here? So Amalecha Rabbi Yosef would tell you, nah, kula d'rei akolhi, the whole braisa is according to everybody. Wait a second, if the braisa is working according to everybody, then we're still going to have a big problem with the first part of the braisa. Remember, according to Rabbi Yosef thinks that everybody holds that for Bar B'Rishus HaYachid, you're chayiv. So then how is it possible that in part one of the braisa, where you have Bar B'Rishus HaRabim, Upsach L'Rishus HaYachid, you're pater? How is that possible? The answer is, V'reisha, Shalohivker L'Rishuso, v'lo baro. The first part of the Braisa, we made an assumption. The assumption was that when you're digging a hole on your front lawn, right, the opening is in Rishus Yachid, and the floor of the pit is in Rishus Rabbim. So the case of where you're digging a hole on your front lawn, we assumed that's like any other case of bara on your front lawn, where you're mafter your front lawn, that allows people to be wandering on your property, because it's not your property anymore, but then when they fall in your pit, then presumably you should be liable. That's what we assumed, but the truth is the Reish is not discussing a case of where you were mafker your front lawn. You weren't mafker your front lawn. Reisha shaloiv galo reshuso velo bar. You weren't mafker your front lawn. You weren't mafker the pit. And that's why in this case, that's why you're going to be putter according to everybody. Why are you putter? Because this guy had no business being on your front lawn, or his animal had no business being on your front lawn. That's how Rav Yosef will explain this braisa. Okay, now, Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi follows up and he says, wait a second. Well, now that you're able to establish this braisa, that Rav Yosef, the way that he can explain the braisa, it works out according to everybody's opinion. So then, well, then for Rabba also, don't say that there's a machlokas tanaim within the whole first part of the braisa, that case one is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and case three is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Don't say that. For Rabbah also, don't say that there's a machlokas tanaim. Midereisha Rabbi Shmuel, seifa nami Rabbi Shmuel. From the fact that the first part of the braisa is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, because again, according to Rabbah, Rabbah thinks that only Rabbi Shmuel holds that for bar b'shus yachid, are you pater, right? According to everybody in Rabbah's book, everyone holds that bar b'shus rabim, you're going to be chayiv. The only question is bar b'shus yachid. For bar b'shus yachid, Rabbi Akiva holds that you're chayiv, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're pater. So for Rabbah then, once the first part of the Braisa is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, because the first part of the Braisa says that for bar b'shus hayachid, you're pater, so then I'll tell you that the Seifa is also Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Now wait a second. How can the Seifa work out to be Rabbi Shmuel's opinion? The Seifa was that when you dig a pit in b'shus hayachid, if you're doing it for the purposes of making a foundation, then you're pater. But if you wouldn't be doing it l'ushin, then you'd be chayiv. So how does it work out with Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're pater for bar b'shus hayachid. So says the Gemara, explains Rav Ashi, so midereish Rabbi Shmuel, seif nami Rabbi Shmuel, from the fact that the reish is Rabbi Shmuel, the seif should also be Rabbi Shmuel. The time of dilution, specifically because in the Braisa, that you're doing it to make a foundation, that's why you're pater. Halav l'ushin chayiv, but if it's not l'ushin, then you're going to be chayiv. Well, what's the reason then that you should be chayiv for bar b'shus hayachid, according to Rabbi Shmuel? Kigon, de'irvach ervachi l'rishus rabim. It's where you widen the space. What does that mean, you widen the space? There's two explanations for this. One explanation is that means that you widened the pit. When you're making this pit, you are digging a swimming pool hole on your property. And when you dug the hole, you dug it too wide. It dipped into the Rishus Rabim. And that's why, as far as Rabbi Shmuel is concerned, you're going to be liable. That's one explanation. The other explanation is the way that the Bach revises Rashi, is that it means that you widened the space between your pit and the Rishus Rabim. You widened the Rishus Rabim. In other words, you dug an area, a hole on your front lawn, leaving over some space before the Rishus Rabim, and you were maktsa that area, you designated, you devoted that area, you allow people in the Rishus Rabim to walk in that space. And so that's the case over here. But either way, the point is now we've justified this braisa, we've resolved it, how it can make sense for Rabbah and for Yosef to be entirely to be one uniform opinion. As far as Rabbi Yosef is concerned, the braisa is both the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. It's just that the ratio of the braisa is discussing where you weren't mafkir your front lawn. For Rav Ashi explains that you can work out the entire braisa for Rav Yosef, that it's all according to Rabbi Shmuel. The first part of the braisa is Rabbi Shmuel, the second part of the braisa is Rabbi Shmuel. Fine. That's so far. That was the first kasha that we had as a kasha on, that the Gemara asked as a kasha on Rav Yosef, and we defended him. Now, Meisvei. We have one more kasha on Rav Yosef. Hachover bar b'shus hayachid u'psach l'shus harabin. If a person digs a pit in Rishus Hayachid and he opens it up into Rishus Rabim, again, what that means is that the opening of the pit, the place where someone would fall in, is in the public area, and the floor of the pit is on your front lawn. Chayiv, you're going to be liable. Rishus Hayachid is smuch l'Rishus Rabim, but if you dig in Rishus Hayachid that's adjacent to Rishus Rabim, you dig a pit, you're digging a swimming pool hole on your front lawn, and it's right adjacent to the Rishus Rabim, pater. You're going to be exempt from liability for any damages that occur. Now, wait a second. What emerges from this brisa then? If you dig a pit, where the floor of the pit is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, where the opening of the pit is in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so when the pit is in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you're chayiv. When the pit is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're going to be pater. So, Bishlam al Rabbah, Kuler Bishmalhi. If it all makes sense according to Rabbah, it's all good according to Rabbah, because the whole thing is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Remember, again, according to Rabbah, everyone agrees when you have Bar Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you're going to be chayiv. The only question is Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rabbi Shmuel thinks that Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid is pater, and Rabbi Kiva thinks that Bar Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid is chayiv. So now in this brisa, where it says that for Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid, where it's, the opening is in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, in other words, as far as we're concerned, that's a Bar Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you're chayiv, and Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're going to be pater. It's beautiful. That works out entirely as Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Elder Rav Yosef, but if you hold like Rav Yosef, Bishlam Aresha Rabbi Shmuel, if you hold like Rabbi Yosef says that according to everybody, Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're chayiv. Bar Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Rabbi Shmuel thinks, is also chayiv. So now, in the Resha of this Brisa, where it says that for Bar Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you're chayiv, well, that works out according to Rabbi Shmuel. Ella Seifa Mani. But then the Seifa, the second part of this Brisa, where it says that for Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're potter, well, then wait a second, that doesn't work out according to anybody. Because given Rav Yosef's understanding, Rav Yosef said that according to everybody, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're chayiv. But in this price, it says that Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're going to be pater. So Ella Seifa Mani, who's the Seifa like? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, lo Rabbi Kiva. It doesn't work out like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Lecha, the answer is no. He would tell you back as follows. Bechofer le'ushin v'derei hakol. This price's case of digging a pit in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's adjacent to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that we say that you're potter, that's because you're digging the pit for the purpose of making a foundation. In that case, everybody holds that you're going to be potter. Okay, so what do we say in this Gemara? What we said is that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. What's the paradigm case of bar in the Torah? According to Rabbi Shmuel, the paradigm case of bar is where you dig a pit where the opening is in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and the floor of the pit is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the case of Bar in the Torah is where you dig a pit on your front lawn, and you're mafker your front lawn, but not the pit. We had a machlokas between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, how to understand the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbah, Rabbah says that everybody holds that for Bar Shus HaRabim, if you dig a pit in the middle of Times Square, you're going to be liable. The only question is, if you dig a pit on your front lawn, that's where you have a machlokas. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be liable for damages, and Rabbi Shmuel will hold that you're going to be potter for damages. Rabbi Yosef disagrees. He says, no. For when you dig a hole, when you dig the swimming pool hole on your front lawn, everyone holds that you're going to be liable if someone gets hurt. The only question is when you dig a hole in Times Square. If you dig a hole in Times Square, so then Rabbi Shmuel would hold that you're going to be chayiv, and Rabbi Kiva would hold that you're going to be potter. We have two kashas from two different brises attacking Rabbi Yosef. The first brisa attacked Rabbi Yosef because the brisa seemed to only work out, the first part of the brisa didn't seem to work out with anybody, so we had to resolve the first part of the brisa according to Rabbi Yosef. And according to Rabbi Yosef, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yosef understands that brisa to be the opinion of both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, and just we make an akimta in the first part of the brisa that the first part of the brisa where you're digging a hole on your front lawn, it's not that you were mafker your front lawn, you weren't mafker your front lawn, and that's why you're going to be putter for a case of digging a pit for Shos Yachid. Rabbi Ashi also said it could work out according to Rabbi Yosef that you touch it up all according to Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. The second brisa that was Akasha on Rabbi Yosef is where you dig a pit where the Brisa says that you dig a pit Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you dig a pit where the hole is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so as far as we're concerned, it's a Bar Rosh Hashanah Rabim, says that you're going to be chayiv, and for Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're going to be putter. Sounded like that only works out according to Rabbah. You can establish the whole thing like Rabbi Shmuel. If you hold like Rabbi Yosef, there's nobody to establish the second part of the Brisa, because according to Rabbi Yosef says that for Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid, everybody holds that you're chayiv. So how could you ever have a case of Bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid where you're going to be putter? And the answer was no, because it's a case of where you're digging the hole, le'ushin, for the purposes of making a foundation. In that case, everyone is masking that if someone got hurt as a result of that bar, that you would be potter. Okay, so just to finish off over here, let's do the last bit of Gemara. Tanabanu, chafer upasach masal the rabbim. If a person dug and he dug a pit and he opened it up and he gave it over to the community, to the tzibor, potter. Then he's going to be potter for any damages that occur. So Rashi's example is that let's say a person digs a hole in order for water to gather, and so that people, as they're so that people, as they can, as they want water, they can just use that water from that pit. So he devotes it for the community. That's fine. He would be potter for any damages that occur. Chafer bazach veloma to the rabbim. But if he digs a hole and he opens it up and he doesn't give it over to the rabbim, so then chayv. Then he's going to be liable. The chemin agoshal nechunya chafer bar shichin ma'aris, and that actually was the practice of nechunya who would dig bar shichin ma'aris. He was known as Nechunya Chofer Bar Shichin Amaris. Shai Chofer Upaseach Umasal Ram. He would dig pits and he'd open them up and hand them over. He'd give them over to the community. Ukishashamu Chacham Vedavra. When the Chacham heard about this Amr, they said, Kimze Halachazu. Oh, this guy, this fellow has fulfilled this halacha. Halacha. So wait a second. The Gemara says, wait a second. Halachazu Vesulo. The Chacham are saying, this is the only halacha that he fulfilled? Nothing else? No. So Ela Ema Af Halachazu. So clearly what it must mean is that also this halacha he has fulfilled. Okay, now, Tanur Banan learned in the Braisa. The Braisa presents the following story. There was a story where the daughter of Nechunya, Chofer Shichin, that she fell into a big pit. Ba'u, so Vahudiu es Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So they came and they told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa what happened. Shah Rishona, well, the first hour, now it doesn't really mean the first hour, it just means the first time, the first moments. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Shalom, he says, it's all good, everything's great, she's going to be fine. Shnia, then the second Shah came over, Amar Lahem, he said to them, Shalom, it's all fine, it's going to be okay. Shlishis, the third Amar Lahem, he said to them, also, she's clearly gotten out of the pit already. Because if she were still there, she'd be dead. Amrula, now it turns out she showed up and she came back. So Amrula, they said to her, Mihalech, who took you out of the pit? Amrulahem, so she said to them, well, Zachar Shabachelim Nizdamanli, there was a male, a ram, that happened to me. Vizakin Echad Amanhigo, and there was an elder fellow who was leading it. Rashi explains that this is actually referring to the ram of Yitzchak Avinu, and the person leading the ram was Avram Avinu. Okay, either way, so she was miraculously saved from this pit. So Amrulo, so they said to Rav Chanina ben Dosa, they said, Naviata, are you a Navi? Amrulam, he said to them, Lo Navi Anochi, no, I'm not a Navi, Velo ben Navi Anochi, and I'm not the son of a Navi. So how did I know? Elakach Amarti, this is what I thought to myself. Davish Osa Tzadik Mitzdarbo, Yikashabo Zaru, the thing, the very thing through which, about which this Tzadik, that a tzaddik is pains himself, his children should stumble. How could it be that when Nechunya Chofer Shichin, that his whole thing was that he dug pits and gave them over to the tzibur? How could it be that his own kids could get hurt as a result of such pits? So it couldn't be. That's how I knew that she would for sure be saved. Amr Acha, Rav Acha said, Afal Bikin, you should just know that even so, Meis Beno Betzame, his son died out of thirst. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Usavivav Nisara Ma'od. And the ones who are around him, nis'ara ma'od. What does that mean? So sa'ara is usually like a lashon of like a storm or turbulence of some sort. So here, what it means, why is the pasuk spelling sa'ara not with a samach? Why is it spelling with a sin? Malamit, so this pasuk is teaching us, Shakash Baruch Hu medaktik im sivivav, that Shakash Baruch Hu is particular with the people who are around him. Afilu kichot hasara, even kichot hasara. He's very, very particular about those who are nearest and dearest, who are close to him. Rev Nechunya, or according to some, it's Rev Chanina, Amar Mehach, he said actually from this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Kel Narat Besod Kedoshim Rabbah, Vinora Al Kol Savivav. He is awesome over those who are around him. Again, it's the same idea. Amar Rev Chanina, Kola Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatranu, anyone who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, he overlooks things, he disregards things, he overlooks Averis, Yivachu Chayav, that person's life will be overlooked. So what does that mean? What that means is that the reason that this fellow is not a good person for thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forgive. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is that this person is claiming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just overlooks. He looks the other way when people sin. And so he encourages people that way to sin. So for that person, Yivachu Chayev, he's not going to be in good shape. He's going to die. Shenemar Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rock is perfect. His actions are perfect. Ki Chol Derechav Mishpat. All of his ways involve mishpat, involve justice. So you can't just say that he looks the other way when people do things that are wrong. Amar Chana v'itim Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani. Rav Chana, or some say that it was Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani who said it. Ma'idach siv, what's the meaning of this pasuk of Erech Apayim? Why does the pasuk say Erech Apayim? It's long, literally that would be Apayim of faces, but it means that he's slow to anger. It sounds like there's two angers that the pasuk is talking about. So the answer is Erech Apayim l'tzadikim u'l'rishayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is slow to anger for tzadikim and for Rishayim. Now what that really means is that it's Erech Apayim. As far as tzaddikim are concerned, it means that he pays the reward. He doesn't pay them immediately. It's Olam Haba. And for Rishayim, he doesn't punish them immediately. He punishes them later. Fine. Tan Rabbanan. Lo yisakel adam mirshusa l'rishus harabim. A person should not take out the stones, clear out the stones from his property and to the rishus harabim. Maisab adam echad. In fact, there was a story with one person. Shayim misakel mirshusa l'rishus harabim. He was taking out the stones from his rishus into the rishus harabim. He was clearing them out into the public area. Umitzal chasid echad. And there was a pious individual who found him. Amarlo, and he said to him. The pious individual said to him, Reka, you empty one. Mipnei ata misakel mirshus shem shalcha l'rishus shalcha. Why are you clearing out from an area that's not yours into an area that is yours? What does it mean you're clearing out from an area that's not yours? It's his front lawn that he's clearing out stones from. The answer is no, because it's not always going to be yours. You might sell it one day. Rishus Rabim, you always have a part in. You're part of the tzibor. So, Liklagalov, well, the fellow who is de-stoning his property scoffed at the pious individual. Liyamim, well, a few days later, a little while later, Nitzrach Limkar Sadeo, so he was compelled to sell his field. This person was stuck. He ended up selling his field. And he was walking on that very Rishus Rabim that he was clearing stones out into. And he stumbled on the stones that he had put in there. Amar, and he said, Yafa Amrali also chasid. Oh, that chasid, that pious individual, he timed good. He was saying the right thing to me. He was correct. That he said, why are you clearing out stones from the place that's not yours to a place that is yours? Okay, let's hold here.